Support for WPR comes from the Wisconsin DNR. Preventing food waste and composting scraps and uneaten veggies, grains, and fruit can help the environment. More dnr.wi.gov by searching food waste.
Support for WPR comes from WIPS with Toward One Wisconsin, a conference on equity, diversity, and inclusion, May 7th and 8th in Eau Claire. Registration information and more is at t1w.org.
Our series of candidate forums continues in this half hour with your opportunity to hear from and to question two Democrats who are vying for the state Senate seat that is being vacated by Republican State Senator Dale Schultz. We will welcome your questions for both of our candidates in this half hour at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is 7:37 on this Tuesday, August 5th. Let me welcome our first candidate. Ernie Whitwer is a former employee of the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, where he serves as budget director and several other roles. He is running for senator of Wisconsin's 17th district, and he will face Pat Bomhack in the August 12th Democratic primary. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, why are you running for state Senate?
Well, I'm running because I am really just thoroughly disgusted with what's happening to my state.
What's disgusting you?
What's disgusting me? Well, first of all, our economy is way behind the national average. Our schools are on a slide toward mediocrity. Our environment's endangered. And some of the laws that the Republicans have passed with regards to women's rights are absolutely amazing. So I was very happily retired until about 8 months ago. When I got so disgusted with what's happening, I decided I had to try to do something.
So why are you the right person for the job?
Why am I the right? Well, I have been working in and studying government for 40 years, and I was, as you pointed out in your introduction, with the Department of Transportation for a long time. And among other things there, I was chief of staff to the secretary, which meant I was the senior career person in the agency, with responsibility for managing an agency of 4,000 people and a budget of $2.5 billion. I've got a lot of experience in government, and I've seen what goes on in the Capitol. And I think I can bring that experience and knowledge to bear in trying to improve the way that capital works.
Now, the incumbent Republican State Senator Dale Schultz has held that seat for a very long time and certainly made headlines recently by voting with the Democrats on some very big issues. What makes you think that you can defeat Republican Howard Markline, who had announced he was going to be challenging Dale Schultz before Dale Schultz decided not to run for re-election? Howard Markline has a big money advantage, doesn't he, over you and your opponent?
Oh, he has a huge money advantage, I fully expect that I'll be outspent in the general election, probably 3 or 4 to 1. But Howard is way too conservative for this district. It's been trending more and more to the Democratic side, and Howard's at the conservative end of the Republican spectrum. And I have lots and lots of energized volunteers throughout the district. So I think what we lack in cash, we can make up in shoe leather and energy.
Yeah. Did you think that State Senator Dale Schultz was doing a good job representing the district?
Oh, yes. The last couple of years, I've come to have a great deal of respect for Dale. He took some votes that were very difficult for a Republican to take, voting against the mining bill and Act 10 and the most recent budget bill that had so much bad policy in it. He really stood up for the people of this district rather than towing the party line. And I respect him a great deal for that.
Some high-ranking Democrats endorsed your opponent in the early stages of this race, including Senate Majority Leader Chris Larson and former Majority Leader Mark Miller. They apparently thought Bob Hack would be able to raise enough money to beat Howard Markline, but the money apparently has not been there for him. In fact, you had more than twice as much cash on hand as of June 30th. Why do you suppose that happened?
Well, I don't know what Pat was doing. I was just going about my business, making phone calls and raising money. And why they endorsed him, I don't know. I think it was based on the first finance reports where he had $19,000 and I had just shy of $10,000 on hand. And unfortunately, our politics seem to have gotten down to who has the biggest stack of cash in front of you as to who is deemed to be the most viable candidate. And I think that's one of the most unfortunate things that's happened to our politics.
Yeah. And money aside, though, fundraising aside, why should people vote for you rather than Pat Bomhack?
Well, they should vote for me because I have a lot of experience in government. I know how it works. They should vote for me because I've lived in this district for a very long time. They should vote for me because I've lived in rural Wisconsin most of my life, and rural Wisconsin is different than Madison or Milwaukee. The solution to problems are often very different out here. I think I understand the rural perspective, and I will be an independent senator, much like Dale Schultz was. So I think those are three pretty good reasons why they should vote for me.
Yeah, what is the biggest issue you see facing the people of the 17th District?
Well, the economy out here is a huge issue. You know, if Wisconsin lags behind the rest of the nation, Southwest Wisconsin lags behind Wisconsin as well. And education is another huge issue. You know, funding for public education has been cut by almost $1 billion. And because of the way the school aid formula works, it turns largely on school enrollment. And most of the schools in Southwest Wisconsin are declining enrollment schools. So they're getting a smaller slice of a smaller pie, and many of them are resorting to referendums to raise more money locally, and almost all of them are cutting programs and cutting staff, and you know, people are wondering how in the world they're going to continue to make their schools work with the direction that school funding is going in Wisconsin.
Let me bring in a caller, Tom in Richland Center. Hello, Tom.
Hello, good morning. I know both of you Democrats have your active supporters, but I'm curious how you're going to attract that blue-collar rural version of a vote that doesn't always want to show up or maybe supported Dale Schultz for a long time and is looking for moderation and otherwise might just decide they don't want to show up.
Now, that's an excellent question. Thank you, Tom. I think how I can attract them is by demonstrating that I have a deep interest in their needs and in their problems. And I have been going out and talking to people. When I do doors, it's not so much just, hi, howdy, and please vote for me. I often sit down and chat with people for 10 or 15 minutes. And that process of listening, I think, is what attracted an awful lot of people to Dale as well. He has been known as a very good listener out here. And I'm trying to replicate that same thing. Plus, I've got a lot of good volunteers who are helping me get that message out that I have an interest in what's important to those people out here.
One of the big issues where Senator Schultz bucked Republicans was with regard to the proposed iron ore mine and the changing of the mining permitting laws. Do you support or oppose that project in northern Wisconsin?
Oh, I oppose it. Everything I've learned about it suggests that it will be an ecological disaster if it's ever built. And So I really think it should not be built. And suspending our environmental rules for that one company that might generate, well, they promised 700 jobs. In point of fact, they operate other similar facilities with a lot less than that. just is the wrong thing to do. Between the acid that will be generated when that rock is exposed and the fibrous material that's sort of like asbestos that's in a lot of the rock, will be doing great damage to a lot of the wetlands and a lot of the streams that feed into Lake Superior. It's just a very, very bad idea.
All right. We are asking every candidate a last question that is usually something a little offbeat, maybe a little personal. And as a former employee of the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, what kind of car do you drive? And did you give your car a name?
My car does not have a name. I drive a Ford Focus. It's a little baby station wagon. And right now it's the campaign mobile, I guess, is the only name that it has, because it's absolutely chock full of banners and flags and T-shirts and literature and just about everything else you can think of. There's barely room for me to get into it.
The campaign mobile. Okay, thanks very much for being with us.
You're welcome.
Ernie Whitwer, former employee of the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, where he served as budget director and several other roles, running for State Senate in Wisconsin's 17th Senate District. We will talk with his Democratic opponent in the August 12th primary coming up in just a moment. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. We are conducting a series of candidate forums all week long during our 7 to 8 o'clock hour, and now we are focusing on Wisconsin's 17th Senate District. We will welcome in the second Democrat running in the August 12th primary, Pat Bomhack, an attorney who has worked on the legislative staff of U.S. Senator Russ Feingold and the executive office staff of Governor Jim Doyle. He is running for state senate in Wisconsin's 17th. He will face Ernie Whitwer in the August 12th Democratic primary. Good morning.
Good morning, and thank you so much for having me on Wisconsin Public Radio.
Well, thank you for joining us. You were running for the State Assembly, but then focused on the State Senate after Dale Schultz announced he would not seek re-election. Why you? Why now?
Well, I'm calling you from and connecting with you right now from Spring Green, Wisconsin, my home and community, and I love my community and our way of life in Southwest Wisconsin. And like so many people out here in Southwest Wisconsin, I am deeply concerned by what I see going on in Madison, especially with the Tea Party and with Howard Markline consuming more and more of the agenda. Many people I talk to, we want to have
what concerns you about the conservative agenda of the Republican running for this race, Howard Markline?
Well, my campaign, in opposition to what Howard stands for, is focused on three issues. First, reinvesting in our local public schools and stopping the vouchers. Secondly, protecting our environment. You know, our land out here has sustained us for over 150 years, and we need a state senator who is going to protect it and preserve it, and that is what I will do. And lastly, I'm working on getting big money out of our politics. I refuse to accept money from corporate PACs and registered lobbyists. So those are three big issues that I'm focused on.
But you are relatively new to the district, having moved there about 3 years ago. Your opponent, who we just talked to, talked about how he's lived in Richland County for 13 years. how do you convince voters that you have the better handle on the issues there?
Well, I have heard from thousands of constituents in Southwest Wisconsin through conversations, through phone calls, through letters and emails. And I know that they are deeply concerned about the Tea Party agenda in Madison. And I feel that I have a strong grasp on the issues through those conversations, through my experience of having worked for Senator Russ Feingold, and from being a fifth-generation Wisconsinite. My family has been in Wisconsin since the 1800s, and I am so proud to call the Badger State my home.
Why the Democratic leadership endorsed you in this race right away, but your opponent outraised you 3-1 in the first 6 months of this year for campaign money. What's the problem?
Well, Joy, if you're thinking about sending me a campaign check, that's okay. But really, I am focused on beating Howard Markline. And to me, I believe in that old-fashioned neighbor-to-neighbor, person-to-person politics. And so we are knocking on thousands of doors. We are making thousands of phone calls. And what we notice out here is that Democrats, independents, and even many Republicans are uniting. And what we are uniting against is the extremism and the rigid ideology of Howard Markline and the Tea Party. So I'm pretty excited that we're not only going to do well in the primary, but be successful come November.
Yeah. Howard Markline has a big money advantage, though, over you and your opponent in the Democratic primary. Do you you think the door-to-door and handshaking is enough?
Absolutely. Because the people out in Southwest Wisconsin, we don't just vote for the party. We vote for the person. And the people here want someone who's going to be an independent voice, who isn't just going to take the playbook from their political party and go straight with it. Our best legislators, you can look to Senator Dale Schultz, have been independent-minded. They've put the interests of the people ahead of their political party. And so as long as we follow that model, and I'm going to carry forward that banner, we will be successful.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about some of the other issues. One of the issues that Senator Schultz ruffled some Republican feathers with was when he was with regards to iron mining. Do you support or oppose the project in northern Wisconsin?
I oppose that project, and I would follow the approach that Senator Schultz took on that. We have such a proud heritage in Wisconsin of conservation, protection of our natural resources, from Gaylord Nelson, Aldo Leopold, and forward. And we need to carry that tradition forward. And I will do that as state senator.
Yeah. And he also voted against Act 10. What was what's your position on that?
What I would support is repeal of Act 10. But this election really is not about the past. This is about the future and making positive changes for the future. And so I am focused on ensuring that our progressive values can meet the challenges of the next tomorrow and the years going forward.
Yeah. And your opponent in the Democratic primary says that the 17th district has specific rural needs that need to be represented in the legislature. What do you see those being?
It's so true. And, you know, the first job of the state senator from District 17 is to be a fighter, to be an advocate for rural communities. And a lot of people in Madison and Milwaukee just don't get it. You know, we are facing significant challenges in our rural schools. We are facing significant challenges when it comes to repairing our rural roads, ensuring that our telecommunications and broadband internet are expanded. And my job, when elected, is going to be to fight for our rural communities and to make sure that rural priorities are a priority in Madison. As a lawyer, I know what it means to be a zealous advocate for your client. I'm going to get in there in Madison. I'm going to fight hard for the people of Southwest Wisconsin.
If Howard Markline wins in November, the Republicans will very likely hang on to the political power in the state Senate. What would that mean for Wisconsin?
Well, I mean, I think it would mean that we would continue to take steps backward and continue to forget some of our progressive history. But I got to tell you, you know, I am out here. This is a report from the field, so to speak. People are energized, and people are sick and tired of the rigid ideology in Madison. They want candidates and elected officials to reach across the aisle to work together. And that's what I'm going to do as state senator, and I'm confident that we'll be successful in November.
So our last question, our personal offbeat question that we're asking every candidate, we know you have quite the volleyball background. Which lawmaker do you think can spike the hardest?
Well, I'm going to have to go with my buddy Dale because, you know, Dale is about 6'4". I'm 6'8".
Really?
And there may be a height requirement for this job. I'm not sure. But, you know, being 6'8", that definitely was a helpful advantage for me when it came to athletics.
We didn't know that. So thanks very much for being with us.
Well, thank you so much. You have a great rest of your day.
Yeah. Pat Bomhack, an attorney who has worked on the legislative staff of U.S. Senator Russ Feingold and the executive office staff of Governor Jim Doyle. He's running for state Senate in Wisconsin's 17th Senate District. He will face Ernie Whitwer in the August 12th Democratic primary. The winner of next week's primary will face Republican State Representative Howard Markline in the November election. Republican Dale Schultz is not seeking re-election. Well, we will continue our candidate forum series tomorrow and Thursday and Friday at this time. Thanks to Bill Martins for producing this series. Thanks to Robin Cherry and Christy Taylor for on-air production and direction. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.